Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
9:12, we're live on CLTV and 720 WGN. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve will be back on Friday. He's golfing this week, taking some time off. Wish I was golfing.
Yeah,
that'd be nice,
Dave. Both, buddy.
How's your flexibility, Mr. Innit?
My flexibility is not great.
Okay.
I don't bend in certain ways.
You don't bend in certain ways. Sandberg, you take yoga almost every day.
I do, like 5 days a week.
I hate you for that. In studio with us, the owners of Fuel Mind to Body Yoga Studio in Glenview. It's Heidi Burnover and Holly McGregor. Sisters, thank you for coming in. It's good to see you.
Great to be here.
How are you guys doing?
Awesome. Pumped and ready for the day.
I know you have your kids in the background. They're on TV. It's not a big deal.
We're okay.
We all have kids. We get it. They talk. It happens.
Actually, they've enlisted Harrison is doing a Facebook Live for them. So.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, social media manager.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I first took yoga about 2 years ago because I have no flexibility. And I unfortunately took the hot yoga, and it was 140 degrees in
Perfect.
There.
Perfect.
I don't understand why it has to be so hot. Why do they do that?
Well, the heat's there to actually help you. We love to say that in Bikram yoga, you can't bend cold steel. So when your body's nice and warmed up, that's when you're going to get the flexibility. But even more importantly, some would argue than the flexibility is the improved circulation in your body. So there's the vasodilation, the opening of the arteries, and improving the circulation and delivery of oxygen deeper into your joints, your tissues, muscles. Those are the things that just make you feel awesome when you walk out of the room.
And Heidi, what is it Bikram yoga?
Bikram yoga.
Bikram. What is it?
So Bikram yoga is a series of 26 postures that we do in every single class the same way every single time. And each posture builds on what you've already done and gets your body ready for what's coming up next. Okay. So you improve your strength and your flexibility.
There's guys listening right now thinking that there's no way I'm going to take a yoga class. But Sandberg, you take it every day and you swear by it.
I do. It's 90 minutes. It's a game changer. I started taking it like 10 years ago because I was one of those people that would run 6 or 7 miles a day with not doing anything else to actually heal my body. And everything started hurting. And so my sister said, you have to try this Bikram class because it gives you the same feeling as doing a run. You sweat like crazy, but you actually feel better after as opposed to feeling like your legs are going to fall off. So
what if you have no flexibility?
I think that's so funny when people say they can't go to yoga because they're not flexible.
That's
well, how do you think
thought.
You're going to get flexible, first of all? And it isn't even, I think, just about flexibility. It's about strength and balance the breathing alone. They always say, like, if you go there and for the 90 minutes, just do the breathing, it's like you did everything.
But it's the intimidation of walking into your first yoga class, mm-hmm. because I've experienced it. I've taken a few classes, and I love it, but I just can't sit there for an hour and bend my body. I get kind of bored.
This is 90 minutes.
90 minutes?
Do you do 90 minutes every day?
Like four or five days, yeah.
Wow.
It's 90
That's
minutes,
awesome.
And it's 105 degrees. So it's
warm. So you
got
to drink, and they always say you have to drink a lot of water.
You have to drink a lot of water before you get there.
Yeah.
And what do you say at the end? Namaste.
Namaste. Some teachers say namaste.
Okay, namaste. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
The light and love within me bows to the light and love within you.
Well, thank you for that.
The nice thing about the Bikram is because I also do like vinyasa flow yoga, which is where you move around and stuff. And those classes are different every single time. So if you're confused or easily confused or like my husband is bad with right and left cues, like in going up and down, and he likes
way.
To watch.
Yep.
The Bikram is you stay in the same spot. You face the same way.
Okay.
So, like, if you go multiple times, you can build up. You're like, okay, I know what's coming next. You know, you have an idea. So, you shouldn't be so intimidated. Every class, they say, it's a beginner class, you call. So,
A lot of type A personalities actually really like this yoga because we take out the decision-making factor once you're in the room. So, you know what to expect, and you can turn off certain parts of your mind and really focus more inwardly on you. So, then you get a stillness and clarity. So, then your decision-making becomes better outside of the room. You're more efficient and more productive in your job. We see people's job performance go way up with a regular Bikram practice.
And your sleep.
You two are sisters. Yeah. Did you grow up doing yoga?
Not so much.
Not so much. When did you guys get into it? Because you had real jobs, right, Heidi?
Yes. I was...
I'm not saying that owning a yoga studio is not a real job. I mean, you did the grind, okay? You weren't owners.
Right, okay. Right. I was running marathons and kind of stumbled into a yoga class at my gym, and it was great. For what I knew. And then I started doing some vinyasa classes in a studio, which, like you said, is a game changer, going to a studio instead of yoga at your gym. And then I had hernia surgery, and my vinyasa teacher actually recommended Bikram yoga because of the therapeutic and healing benefits. And that was it. I went to my first class and just kept right on going.
So you call up your sister and say, hey, I got a great idea.
Yeah, it took some convincing to get her to go to her first class because she wanted to go to the gym and burn calories and do this. And she said, no, this isn't just, sit and light candles and incense, and which is all well and good, but it's just not what we do.
And little sisters around the world can empathize with me being told what to do by your big sister. It took some time before I actually went into the room.
Because we don't want to listen to our siblings.
Yeah, right. And so another friend in Manhattan convinced me to go. 7:30 on a Wednesday night, I was working 70 hours a week, and I just said, I can go to a 7:30 p.m. workout class. I've got to do something to take care of myself. And the stress of my job was eating away at my body, literally. And I went five times the first week. That was March 2006, and I never stopped.
Wow. God, that's great. How do you get to that relaxed state? Because I feel like my mind is always racing. I think people have that problem.
Yeah. I mean, in the beginning, I'm not going to lie. People come in, it's hot, you're sweating, you're trying to figure out what is going on around you. These people are crazy. But after a few classes, you get your breath under control. You have proof. Every class is evidence. You made it. You can do this.
Right.
And so then you start to quiet your mind because you know what to expect one class after the other. And then you can just work on practicing your own skills and getting better and better at the postures, at the stillness. We even practice relaxing. So you can relax in an instant outside of the room. If you've got 5 minutes to rest on a weekend day, you can go say, hey, I'm going to shut down for 5 minutes. And you go, you relax, and you come back and you're recharged and ready for the rest of your day.
Robin Roberts said something on GMA where she can do just that. She learned it in a yoga class, then she started taking meditation. And when she's in a stressful environment, or if something happens, or if there's a stressful news story, she goes to that state. So you have to teach yourself to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, exactly. We do... We have short savasanas, which is a break where you lay in stillness between some of the postures in the floor series. So you have 20 seconds to relax. And we say a complete intensity into complete relaxation in a split second. So you're giving it all you've got in this pose, this yoga pose, stretching or kicking your leg or whatever it is, and then you've got to just stop everything and be totally still. So you're teaching your mind and body to connect. Your mind says to stop, your body stops, and that's how you achieve it. And then every time you get better and better at it.
God.
And I think also it's important to note about these poses. Like sometimes they always say it's a practice. You know, it's not like yoga perfect.
Well, of course.
There's some poses, as long as I've been practicing, that I can't do to the full expression. And I probably won't ever be able to. That doesn't mean I'm not doing the yoga. Yeah.
Right.
I used to do them sometimes, make myself do them all the way, and I'd cheat it and. not do it best for my body. And
we should marry them right here.
Right. I know.
Don't tell them that you're cheating.
She's a superstar. Yeah. Don't let her fool you.
Do you know that, Dave? That you're shaking your head.
That's what I was wondering is if you have a particular injury, for instance, and there's a pose that is just too painful, how much modification do you allow for?
We ask our students to come and tell us what's going on with them, and regularly we know what's up with our students and their bodies and the injury, whether it be a surgery 5 years ago or whether it be something new that happened this week. Because, let's face it, if you're doing this for life, life happens. You're going to get injured outside of the room and various things. So we encourage our students in Bikram yoga, you do as much of a posture as you can 100% the right way. So even if you're only doing 10% of the posture, we look at the person's body and what the injury is and figure out how they can still get the benefit of the posture while keeping themselves comfortable enough. Sometimes pain is telling us that something's happening. Other times pain is not good. It's telling us to stop. So thank goodness we have pain. And so we really work on just making sure that we can help our students get the benefit of each and every posture because everyone has a unique benefit. It's very special.
Okay, when are we going, Pete?
We'll talk about that after the break. Holly McGregor and Heidi Bernover in studio. Fuel Mind to Body, the yoga studio in Glenview. What's the website people can go to?
FuelYogaPilates.com.
Okay. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you how people that are listening right now can get started. That awesome. First step.
The Steve Cochran Show.
Oh, my mind on play now, baby.
On 720 WGN.
Say, hey, now, baby.
925 in studio with us, the owners of Fuel Mind to Body Yoga Studio in Glenview, Heidi Bernover and Holly McGregor. We talked before the break about getting started. What's the first step? Let's start with Heidi. If you could give someone advice, because people are intimidated. I know women are, but I feel like men are very intimidated by yoga.
Sure. You know, it's funny and it sounds so simple, but truly the first step is walking in the door. And I know
90%,
that
isn't it? 90%
really
is walking in the door.
It really is. I mean, our staff, our team, our students, our community is so amazing. People constantly comment on when they walk in that they just feel so welcome. People are so happy to see you. They're so glad you're here. And truthfully, for every person that walks through the door, we're so happy that they're making a commitment to themselves,
right,
to take care of themselves, to feel good and to be healthy and strong.
What can they expect? Everybody wants the visual, or they, I mean, yoga's, every yoga class, I think, is different, right?
Sure, sure. One of the things I think people are surprised about is the variety of people that come to class. You know, part of the intimidation factor is you think everyone's going to be super flexible and doing all this crazy stuff. And truly, it's everyone just coming in, working at their best in that moment, in that day.
Work at your own pace.
Exactly.
You don't have to keep up.
Right, exactly. We encourage people to go at their own pace, to take a break anytime they need to. And part of taking care of yourself is recognizing when you need a break, too. It's not always just pushing and going as hard as you can, as often as you can.
I was getting some tips. You know, I know traffic makes a lot of us crazy, and you gave me some wonderful, you know, just a very quick little breathing exercise that you can do to just calm yourself down in the moment. You know?
Anecdotally, we have a student whose daughter, unfortunately, was in an accident one time, and she was rushing to that scene. And she said, thank God I had my yoga, because I sat there with my hands on the wheel, and I knew how to keep my body calm going there so that I could make the right decisions and be present once I got there, as opposed to, you know, just letting the panic in the body take over.
How do you do that? Can you give me the 20-second version?
Yeah, well, so
how to calm it down?
Absolutely. So at the beginning of class, we do something called pranayama breathing, which is a deep inhale for 6 counts, deep exhale for 6 counts. I can demo it to you on a break. The one I was mentioning, another one that I've just learned personally, is to inhale for 4 counts, hold for 7, and exhale for 8. And that would be with your 2 feet on the floor, planted on the floor, to help you stay grounded.
Right.
And people say that that's like taking a Xanax to stay calm. That's the effect that it would have on your body.
Okay. And Harrison, you take hot Pilates.
Yeah, I do.
How old are you, first of all?
10.
10. How come you're not in school?
Because I had to come with my mom to the radio station today.
I like that. Is that a good mom?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They also brought little sister Hayden here.
Hayden's in the back.
Yep.
I like it.
She's wearing a t-shirt that says Girls Are the Future.
What is hot Pilates?
Inferno Hot Pilates is a high-intensity interval training, and it's also low impact. The low impact means it's gentle on your joints, so we're not doing things like jumping or running. The high-intensity interval training part helps you to burn calories after the 60-minute class. We use Pilates principles, working on your mat. Joseph Pilates actually originally had his first poses and stretches on a mat without machines. And we go back to some of the Pilates principles to make sure that we're taking care of the body, creating long, lean muscles, equal development of the muscles, working from the core out, and using control. The Pilates practitioners love it, because after just a few classes in a week, you literally look in the mirror and you see results.
Well, sometimes you can't walk right after, or your abs are really sore.
It's all about the core, Sandberg.
Yeah, do some bridges and your butt is.
I'm going to burpees.
I'm going to do some during commercials.
It's a half burpee without the jump.
Oh, without
so we get
the
that
jump.
In.
Okay,
uh-huh.
So the half burpee. You can still get the burpee in without.
So you're doing the push up and you're.
Yeah,
but it's
push up, stand up.
Yeah, it'd be a good class repeat, because there's a lot of music and hooting and hollering.
I love
going
it.
On,
that's
and
you, what like, I'm all about.
Yeah.
Keep well, the energy going.
Yeah. And the other thing with the Pilates is we use the Tabata principles. So you're going 20 seconds as hard as you can go.
I
and
love
then
it.
A 10
I take Tabata
break.
Classes.
And the 10-second break is enough to feel like you can catch a few breaths and slow down a little bit, but your heart rate's still going. You're still burning calories. You're still working on your resting metabolic rate. So you're still keeping it moving.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in. What's the website again people can go to?
FuelYogaPilates.com. And if you go in and use promo code WGN, you can get $10 off your intro month. That'll be there in just a couple hours. So you can do $39 for a whole month of unlimited classes at our place, FuelYogaPilates.com.
Heidi and
I'll link it on our Facebook so
you got
people
it.
Can find
Thanks
it.
For coming in.
Yeah, so great to be here.
Harrison, do you have to go to school now?
Yeah.
Bummer. Shoot. Maybe you can stick around with me. You can kind of shadow me for another half hour. Is that cool?
Hang out for a little while.
All right. It's 720 WGN.